Jerry, big decision made yesterday that the Cloverdale Rodeo is canceled. Not all is lost. The fair is still on, but just want to get some more information from you. You mentioned in the press release that the decision to close the rodeo, not have the rodeo this year, was made after an inspection was done of the grandstands. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yes, I can. The grandstands have been sitting empty for a couple of years since we COVID had come around. We hadn't been able to have the rodeo the last 2 years. The grandstand has been there, and there are some structural issues with it. Once we had it inspected for this year, we found these structural issues, and we're trying to get them repaired. The city's worked very hard because the facility is owned by the city. They've been working very hard to get the facility up to date, but they can't guarantee that it would be repaired by the May long weekend. So the decision is, if we don't have the facility, it's pretty hard to have a rodeo.
Now, this is going to sound bad. I'm no expert, but like you said, two years you didn't have the rodeo because of the pandemic, so ultimately, it sat empty. Is this not something that could have been looked at a bit earlier?
Well, we knew that the seating, the benching had some issues, but we didn't realize that the structural part of it. It's actually a very safe building as far as the roof structure and everything, but there was some sinking in the ground, and that was not noticed until we did a much further inspection.
Right, a more thorough review. Did you just like load it with a bunch of cows and see how much it could take?
Or? No.
Cloverdale way?
It's just one of those things that, it's a big facility. It sits there, and it gets a lot of damage throughout the year from some of the youth to get in there at night and whatever and cause some damage. So we're always putting repairs into it and trying to keep it up. But this came unnoticed until we did an inspection.
And just that, like, it's still obviously more than 3 months away, but what would go into repairing those grandstands? It just can't be done in time.
No, it's possible that it could get done, but there's no guarantee. And when you are looking at bringing in materials and stuff like that, can we get material in, the cost of doing it? That all has to be worked into the factors, and it will get repaired. It's an important asset of the city's, but we need to make sure that it's safe, and that's the priority here.
And that is fair of you, because there is nothing worse, and I'm sure people coming from around the country, North America, to compete. We had this week, even with the Adele concert was announced today, it was canceled. Like, people have already booked the trip. Like, there would be nothing worse than people booking a trip to come out only to find out, like, the day before the rodeo, oh, it's actually not on. So that is a nice courtesy of you guys.
It is. And the other thing is that we put a lot of expenses into the rodeo prior to. So there's no recouping that, and we're not the largest organization in the world, but we certainly are financially stable, but, we can't take big hits and losses.
Now, what does this mean, then? What events will be a no-go for people who don't know too much about, the rodeo?
Well, it is the rodeo part is the where the contestants, the cowboy contestants, compete for the bull riding, saddle bronc, bareback racing, the barrel racing, mutton busting. We do some entertainment and trick shows in there. So that part of the facility would not be used for that. We still have the country fair where you have your midways, your agri-zone, you have the logging shows and a bunch of different other activities going on the grounds.
Yeah, which is awesome. I actually took part in the bed races years ago, and it was so much fun. So definitely still lots of entertainment to take in. Can you tell us what that will look like this year? Since your whole focus is going into the fair, can we expect, more than usual on that side of things?
We actually are looking at it right now, and the thing is that what we have to look at is the financial feasibility of what we would be putting on. And with COVID yet, there are some restrictions. And today, if you were putting on the event, who knows what you could even have there at this point in time. So, you know, we're three months out, but what happens if COVID is still, creating issues for us? And that is something that we're dealing with right now.
Yeah, you've got that double whammy, like you said, with the pandemic also.
You wouldn't want to be in our position. Say, well, let's go ahead.
We've
battled on this as a board. It's not an easy decision because there's no certainty. We know that COVID will be here in some form by May. You know, I don't think it's going to disappear in 4 months. So, but just what the restrictions are and that makes a big difference in what we would be putting on and what we can put on, eh?
Right. So at this point, like you said, it's kind of a wait and see what's to come for Bonnie Henry and all that. But
we will be planning to put something on. Again, just to give you exactly what it will be, we're not sure. And, you know, if it continues on where it doesn't look feasible, we may have to even bring that part of it to an end. But we're hoping not to have to do that. So
yeah, fingers crossed. It's such a Cloverdale staple. I'm from Cloverdale, and it's like the biggest thing you look forward to in May, that kickoff to almost like summer. So we're rooting for you guys.
Thank you very much. We do appreciate that.
And let's hope, along with the rides, I'm just hoping the Longhorn will be open, most importantly, for the big kids. I miss having those cowboy boots stuck to the floor. On a light note, Jerry, you know, it is fun when the fair comes. Hopefully it will come. It's all about country music. What is, like, your favorite country song that you can't wait to blast at the fair?
My favorite country
song? Yeah.
I'm not sure if I have a favorite.
Okay, what's a great one that will get us, like, tapping our toes this Friday?
Well, I'd like to have something from Dallas Smith. I think that he's pretty great. But I'm not sure we're going to be having Dallas Smith because I think he's a little bit out of our range for entertainment.
Dallas Smith, that is a great country artist. So we'll hopefully turn that on this weekend to get the country feel going. Well, thank you so much for taking the time, and fingers crossed the fair is on come May.
Yes, thank you very much for having me.